guys. So, a couple things. I recently started a book called The High Five Habit by Mel Robbins, and it is absolutely amazing, and it has been a complete game changer for me. Let me know if you've read it, and if you haven't read it, then let me know if you're going to get it so that we can experience this journey together. Also, I want your thoughts on upcoming episodes. Do you want me to continue monthly podcast episodes or to start releasing them weekly? There have been a ton of changes in my life, and I am really excited to extend that into my podcast. So reach out to me on Instagram and let me know. I want to hear from you. And if you don't know my Instagram handle, then stick around and I will tell you at the end of this episode. Okay, so I am really excited about this episode because it's something that I feel like you need to hear. It's not going to be gentle. None of my podcast episodes are. So if you're not ready for some kind of kick in your ass stuff that you need to hear, then you might want to put a pin in this and circle back around when you feel like you're ready to embrace it. So I'm sure you've heard this everywhere, but mindset is everything. It is so crucial, and it is the backbone of everything that you do. How we view things determines how we make moves. If we view a situation as this awful end of the world thing, then that's the kind of energy that we're bringing into it, and those are the kind of results that you'll get out of it. You can see your obstacles as roadblocks, or you can see them as learning growth opportunities. Your habits and your actions are the only thing that you're in control of. How you choose to show up for yourself, that is your choice. Choosing not to do a 20-minute workout is your choice. Choosing not to drink more water and less soda is your choice. Choosing not to get in 10 minutes of personal development a day is your choice. These are all choices that you have made, and the results from them are on you, not on anyone else. There will always be something going on. Maybe you're learning how to homeschool. Maybe you're sending your kids back to school. Maybe you had a new baby, a new relationship, a failed relationship, a divorce, a new job, a loss of a job, like, etc. There's always going to be something. You will have different things for different seasons. So when you tell me that you can't do something because of A, B, and C, then I'm going to ask you what your next excuse is going to be for your next obstacle, because you'll find a way if you truly want something. And if you don't want to show up for yourself, then that's fine, and I'll respect your decision. But own up to your excuses, because that's all that they are. You can grow from your obstacles, or you can become complacent from them. It's your choice. So when you say that you don't have time for something that will create a better mental space for you, it really is such a bullshit excuse. It's you saying, this isn't important to me, this isn't a priority, and it's easier for me to walk away than to put in the work to grow. And in reality, this one might sting, but you need to hear it. This is what you're actually saying to yourself with those words. I am not important to me. I am not a priority. It's easier to walk away than to put in the work for myself. Let's take a moment. Let's silence it. Let it soak in. Breathe it in. And fucking call it for what it is. Know when to give yourself grace to take some time off to reboot, but also know when to call yourself out. Take those 24 to 48 hours, take it to recenter yourself, and then know that it's time to show back up. You are the only person that can hold yourself accountable. There's not a single quote, a podcast episode, a book, or a person that is going to do that work for you. So today, right now, at this moment, stop what you're doing. If you're driving, park it. I'm just kidding. Please don't. Right now, if you are in a safe area, I want you to take all of your excuses. I want you to write them all down on a piece of paper, and I want you to rip it up. Then post your picture or video of you doing so on social media and tag me, because we are fucking done with excuses. We are leaving them behind. They're just limited beliefs that try to have control over you, but in reality, they don't. You have that power. You have always had that power. And as always, here is an end of the episode affirmation for you. Grab a pencil, write this down so that you can say it out loud daily as a reminder. I see the roadblocks in my life as growth opportunities. They will not hold me back. I will not hold myself back. If this episode resonated with you, then I'd love it if you left a review, and feel free to share this episode or any of them on your social media and tag me in it on Instagram at @barbells_and_brownies so that we can empower people all over the world. All right. I love y'all.